Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Michael, David.
What do you have today? What type of ball breaking are you going to embark on here?
What do you mean ball breaking?
These are always difficult questions from you. Go ahead.
No, they're not, Mike. Here's this. The overall grades from the NFL Players Association survey came out. The grades on the owners were quite interesting.
From the Players Association?
From the Players Association. They did a survey, and you got to say who you like and all the different venues. But when they did one on just the owners and who you like and who you didn't like, getting an A-plus were two teams. Would you two like to guess?
I would assume the Hunts got an A-plus. Kansas City?
I would say the Dallas Cowboys.
You're both wrong, but David's closer.
You see why I don't want to play? Look what he just did there. Look what he just did there. Chair to the spine. Go ahead.
You know what? Remember what you just said, because it's going to be a lot funnier in a few minutes. The Miami Dolphins and the Minnesota Vikings.
Really?
Both got A-plus from the NFLPA. A's included Eagles, Broncos, Ravens, Jags? Yeah.
Yeah, Shad Khan spends.
And Packers.
Okay, that's fascinating to me.
A-minus, Bills, 49ers, Falcons.
What? Wow. Okay, then.
B-plus, Texans, Titans, Bears, Saints, Raiders. Want to guess the last team?
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
Chiefs.
No.
I quit.
Why did I ask you and not David?
John Mara? Whatever.
Go ahead, David. Do your dance.
No need.
And at a B, Cowboys, Browns. This is shocking. Commanders.
Wait, where are the Lions? Where are the Chiefs? Where are the Niners? What is going on here?
Niners would be minus.
Okay.
Niners would be minus.
What is going on here?
Lions and Jets are B minus.
Steelers. Jeez.
Man.
Steelers. You're an F.
What?
The Rooney's got an F?
But wait. There's more. At an F minus, not that there is even a real grade, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow. Clark Hunt must just be a horrible human being. Unmatched success. They take care of their players.
I was just shocked.
Now, is there any color provided with this? Is there any, like, do we understand any of why he's an F minus?
It's just a survey. With surveys, few people do write out why they feel that way when you take a survey. We haven't gotten those answers yet, but right now, yeah. Overall.
Wow.
The overall grades from the NFLPA, Dolphins finished at number one. Vikings, Packers, Eagles, Jags, Niners, Texans, Giants finished at 8. Raiders, Bears, Lions finished at 13th. Steelers finished at 28th, and the Commanders finished at 32. Chiefs, 31.
I'm in shock. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But it also shows you the inaccuracies of stuff like this. I mean, the Giants right now, one of the worst organizations in football. They're awful. They have no plan. The ownership is spineless. And yet here they are, like this shining example of what a team should be. Seriously, they've played in MetLife Stadium since 2010. They're yet to host a home playoff game. Like, you want me to believe they're one of the top 10 organizations in the league?
According to this, yeah, they're trying to teach the Lions how to be a
That's
good organization.
That's a bunch of Ruslav Gudis.
So apparently I'm looking at this. They were promised, the Chiefs were promised a new locker room 2 years ago, never received it. And the reason why they never received it was because they kept winning going later in the season. They said they had no time to build the new locker room.
So they made promises they couldn't keep.
Oh, boy. All right, listen, I was just surprised. That's all.
I was too. Green Bay's GM comes out, throws some shade. We kind of talked about this yesterday, saying, wait, we don't raise banners here. At what point is it okay to celebrate a divisional title? And at what point do you kind of say, we don't do that anymore? Asking for a friend, looking at you, Detroit. Huh? Being that you come from, you follow the Steelers, you follow the Giants. At what point do you say, yeah, that's nice, bigger fish to fry?
I think after you've won a Super Bowl, I think it's totally fine for the Lions to do what they've done. You're responsible to your fan base. You're responsible to your history. I think for the Lions to begin putting banners up in the rafters, when you haven't won a division in 30 years, it is special. And I think winning the division is always special because it means you're going to the playoffs, and it means you're getting a home playoff game. Like, I don't have a problem with it. If the Packers want to be, aloof, fine. But here's what I'd caution the Packers on. How many Super Bowls did Aaron Rodgers bring you? How many Super Bowls you got since Bart Starr? Like, take it easy now.
I like the fact that they came out and said that because, to me, it is sparking that rivalry. That's what you need. Just some organic stuff. This isn't fake. This is, you got a divisional title. Good for you. Yeah, we'll send you a dozen roses.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play a little game. Would you keep your current quarterback or consider trading up in the draft?
Let's hear it.
We'll start off with Minnesota. Would you try to keep Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Or would you try to move up in the draft?
I do everything in my power to keep Cousins because the cost to move up has already been established. That if they want to move up to take one of what is viewed as the premium quarterbacks, it will cost 3 first round picks to move to number 3. I would try to keep Kirk Cousins. And Kevin O'Connell came out yesterday. It was like your dream. O'Connell came out and was like, I love Kirk Cousins. I'll have his babies. Just please come back and be my quarterback. It's everything you want the Lions to do with Goff. O'Connell's like, I'll draw a hot bath for him.
Okay.
So I would keep Cousins.
I understand what you're saying, but they're about to pay a receiver over $20 million a year, so I'm going with trading up for a quarterback.
All right, can I caution you something? No,
sure.
We got to stop with this whole, oh, my God, they've paid one person. The salary cap is north of $250 million and only going to keep going up. Let's all just calm down.
I just believe in Jaden Daniels, so that's why I'm saying that.
Right, but you got to give up 3 first-round picks to go get him. All right. That's tough, David. Go ahead, Rico.
Raiders.
If you're the Raiders, you should be turning tricks on the corner to get a quarterback. Like, whatever it takes. Take the day shift at the Dirty Dollar. You know, do whatever it takes.
There's the Raiders reenacting Full Metal Jacket scene.
Anything. Long time. Whatever it takes for a quarterback. I would move up and go get one.
Here come the Raiders at your local truck stop.
Right.
I'm just going to say train up. That's that. Now I'll leave it there.
Raiders are going to take up residence at the Bunny Ranch. Whatever it takes.
The Patriots. Currently sitting at 3.
No, I'm taking a quarterback at 3.
No, but are you trading up?
No.
You're just going to be happy with the third pick.
I think you can be happy with the third pick because they have over $100 million in cap space. Let that sink in for a second. $100 million in cap space. A new regime.
But remember, the money's not real.
Right, which means the 100 is actually like a billion.
Gotcha.
I would sit there. And again, I think Drake May is going to fall to them, and I like Drake May. My perspective, I'm good.
I think they'll get the second best quarterback because Caleb Williams is still good and going number one. So.
Oh, I see what you did.
Well, that's a shot.
All right, real quick.
That's a shot.
Denver.
Settle there. Stay there.
Stay there with Russ?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Okay. New ownership who didn't pay Russ.
And Sean Payton wants his own quarterback.
They hired Payton. Yeah. They gave him the keys to the castle. Russ has got to go, and I want to welcome in your new quarterback, Bo Nix. I can't have
not
Russell.
Not JJ.
No, it's going to be JJ.
JJ won't be there.
Oh.
He ain't going to be there. I think JJ's going somewhere in the top 10.
We'll talk about that in another blitz.
That's fine. Here's what I would say to you. A, B, R. Anyone but Russ.
Okay. I want to end this on a different type of story. Sometimes some people just can't escape the headlines. Like, it was Antonio Brown for a while. No matter what, he was always there.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyreek Hill has entered the chat. Don't know if you've heard the latest bit of news, but Tyreek Hill is being sued because he apparently tackled a woman as they were doing drills in his backyard and broke her leg. The woman, Sophie Hall, is an influencer, model, actor, and she claims...
Wait, he was running a 3-cone drill?
In his backyard. Wait, here's how it all happened.
Okay.
Sophie Hall had a kid. The kid was going to one of Tyreek Hill's camps.
Is it one of Tyreek's kids?
It wasn't.
Okay.
But after registering the son, Tyreek slid into her DMs, allegedly, meaning... He reached out to her. Next thing you know, they're in Tyreek's backyard. They're running some drills. She got she put a juke move on Tyreek.
No.
He got angry and then tackled her the very next time, breaking her leg, and now she is suing.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
He's an idiot.
No to all of it. And there has to be a behind the music Tyreek Hill made.
She's 6'1". She allegedly pushed down Tyreek Hill backwards, drawing laughter from the group of people who watched it, including Tyreek's trainer, mother, and sister.
Oh my God.
And then Tyreek came back on the next drill, tackled her so hard she broke her leg. Guys, I'm just here for the content.
I got nothing. I am not adding anything. I'm just going to tell you that's football today, and Tyreek Hill needs help.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.